You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. As I sit solo by myself in my cottage, I look out the window at a sunny day in Columbus, Ohio in November. The fire is stewing away, and I've just drank a big cup of black coffee from my Alice in Wonderland mug, vintage, that I found from an antique shop in a little town I so happened to stumble upon riding my broom, or aka Mini Cooper. Solitude is necessary. It is a right and it is a necessity. We bombard ourselves with so many GD things that we can't even think straight. We do this for various reasons, because we have responsibilities. But also, we bombard ourselves with distractions because we don't want to be still with the emotions that are fluttering through our body and our mind. It can be scary sitting by ourselves. It can be scary listening to the mind that never stops. One thing that came to me yesterday as I was driving from Cleveland to Columbus, from one home to another, was that we cannot rely on our emotions. We can't, because emotions are fleeting. They are triggered. They are brought forth by various different factors and stimulants. Whether that's music, a visual, a scent, a thought, emotions and feelings, they're interchangeable. And they are brought up by, again, so many different stimulants and so many different factors that it's like we cannot rely on what our emotion is bringing to us. However, our emotions and our feelings can rely on us. So what in God's name does that mean? If emotions are stimulated or triggered or brought forth by just our environment, then they're constantly going to be brought up all the time. It's interesting because I'm noticing I'm having to keep clearing my throat. What can you do when your emotions are brought up? And let's say you just all of a sudden you start crying, you know? So like yesterday I started crying as I was driving, again, by myself. And I thought about all the things I was sad about and all the things that are happening in the world and how we are impacted by all the things that are happening that really we can't control. We can contribute, but oftentimes when it's a mass collective concern or issue, there's only so much we can do, but we are still nevertheless impacted by something that can be so tragic and heartbreaking. But it does indeed bring up sadness, it brings up anxiety, it brings up a feeling of lost cause. So in those moments when we're feeling the things that we're feeling, the emotions, the sadness, whatever the hell the feeling is, that feeling is being brought up because we care, right? We have an emotion, we care, we want to help, we want to do something about it. And depending on what the issue is, yeah, we can do something about it to an extent. It depends on how close the situation is or the circumstances to us. Some things are in our control and other things are not. But when it's an emotion, that emotion can completely overwhelm your entire being. Now, it goes back to we cannot rely on our emotions because they're fleeting, right? They're all over the place. One minute we're freaking happy as can be, the next minute we're sad as can be. So that's what I mean by we can't really rely on our emotions, right? But our emotions can rely on us. So when an emotion pops up, we can see it, we can recognize it. We are in a sense separate from that emotion because our emotion is part of our chemical makeup, our cells. It is the bodily makeup. But when, let's say, we die, not to be dramatic, but from near-death experiences, which I've never had one, but I've studied them, and the emotion is removed once it is taken from the body. Once our soul is removed from the physical body, it's as if we have this separated realization that is like nothing else, right? I mean, dying is like nothing else. Being birthed is like nothing else. So the mind or the soul is separate from the physical body. The emotions are stored in the physical body, energetically, physically. So you, as the mind and the soul, even though it's blended with the body, you have control over the emotions. So your emotions can rely on you as the mind and as the soul. You can help your emotions like a child. You can comfort them. You can observe them. You don't have to interact with them if you don't want to. But as soon as you recognize them surfacing and coming up, whatever that emotion is, it doesn't have to be sadness. It can be something positive too. You then have control over that, however you want to control it, however you want to perceive it, whatever the hell you want to do with that emotion at that time. Do you want to ease it? Do you want to comfort it? Do you want to just be aware of it? Do you want to change it? Do you want to transform it? Do you want to transmute it? Do you want to house it within the body? Do you want to suppress it? I wouldn't recommend it because then it might end up causing physical disease, discomfort. You see, like this is an answer. This is one way of perceiving all of this. One way of perceiving our reality, our emotions. One way of perceiving just being a human. But none of us have all the answers. This is just one way of coping, one way of healing, one way of just seeing things as they are. And I always say, you know, to each their own. This was told to me a long time ago, where I had this opinion of someone in my family, and this lady I never saw ever again. She was sitting next to me in this restaurant or this bar, and I somehow conjured up the conversation about someone in my family, and her only response that I can remember was that she said, to each their own. And I thought, what? I had heard that before, but I didn't really know what it meant. And I remember looking up what it really meant. And it's like, no matter what, it's like the Tom Petty song, "You Don't Know How It Feels to Be Me." Like, in a sense, we're all human, so we can try to understand, we can try to have compassion, we can try to see things from someone else's perspective. But ultimately, when it comes to everything that happens in an individual person's life, we don't know what it is, because they have an individual experience that's a combination of all different things and factors: societal, emotional, familial, you know, where they went to school, how they were raised, what circumstances they had to go through. So it's individual to each their own, but on a collective scale, we can try to understand. So what's the message here? The message here is that if you choose, if you would like to, you can try to understand that your emotions do not have to control your reality. If you're ultra upset, you do not have to allow for that to control your entire day, to control your entire reality, to control your entire month, to control your environments. Your upsetness, or whatever emotion it is, does not have to take over your entire reality for what, however long you want it to be. Instead, you can flip the script and recognize, okay, I am genuinely upset, probably rightfully so. I have an emotion. Here it is. And now that I've recognized it, I can do whatever I would like with that emotion. I have control over that emotion. Do I want to let it control me all day long? Do I want to be sulking all day long? I don't know. I mean, maybe. Maybe you need a moment to sulk. Maybe you need that. Maybe that's healing for you. Maybe it would be helpful to get up off your ass, off of the couch. And I say this because I've been sitting on the couch thinking for about 2 hours this morning, so I'm certainly not judging. Maybe it's helpful to get off the couch, or symbolically speaking, and move your body. So recognize that whatever is happening within your mind and your body, you can see it as, well, however you want to see it, as a child, as a reality that you're experiencing. And you can help that emotion. You can help that inner child. You can help that feeling by perceiving it in a way that, hey, I'm here to help. I'm here to see you. I'm here maybe I'm here to feel with you. I'm here to interact with you. There's so many things that happen to us that can be very overwhelming, distraught. But emotions truly are fleeting, and they're not here. You know, emotions and feelings aren't here to control you. It's just part of the human experience. How many times have I said that? God, I mean, am I tired of hearing that? I don't know, but it's a reality. So, to each their own, I hope that this was helpful to you. And if you would like to go deeper, to explore more, I can help with that. As a psychic medium, trance channel, licensed teacher, I love what I do. I am a messenger for spirit, on behalf of spirit, on behalf of the soul experience, the human experience. So you are more than welcome to reach out. You can head to my website, tabithastitt.com, and move forward from there to explore your own magic, to explore your own soul's purpose, your strengths, what it is that you have to offer naturally, to embrace your own natural gifts, to be the person that you're intended to be, because you no longer have to hide anymore. Allow yourself to wholeheartedly be who you are in this very moment, how you are, to embrace all of you, your emotions, your mind, your spirit. And there you have it. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.